This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Input is sought on a proposed revenue protection insurance for the dairy industry that would provide better risk management for dairy farmers. A proposal submitted to the Federal Crop Insurance Corporation by AFBF, American Farm Bureau Insurance Services, and others would provide a revenue-based insurance option for dairy farmers that is different from the current margin-based insurance options available. Dr. John Newton, AFBF's Director of Market Intelligence, explained how the dairy revenue protection insurance concept will work for dairy farmers. Newton said the proposal would allow farmers to insure the revenue from sales of milk during a particular quarter. They would use futures market prices and expected production to identify an expected revenue and then purchase insurance protection on that expected revenue. If the actual revenue happened to fall below that guarantee, a farmer would receive an indemnity. Farmers can learn more about the proposal and provide their comments at www.farmbureausellscropinsurance.com. Free sustainable agriculture lesson plans are now available for grades 9 through 12. The lessons were developed to assist educators increasing knowledge, students' knowledge about the social, economic, environmental, and production components of sustainable farming and ranching in the 21st century. At the end of each lesson, students will complete an online learning experience that corresponds with the respective lesson plan. Get the lessons plans at www.agfoundation.org/sustainability. In addition to extending the comment period for the Waters of the U.S. proposed rule until September 27th, the Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers have announced they will hold 10 teleconferences during which stakeholders can share their recommendations for the proposal. The weekly teleconferences will begin on September 19th and run through November 21st. EPA will begin each teleconference with a briefing on the rulemaking, and stakeholders will have the opportunity to provide input. People and organizations wishing to provide verbal recommendations during the teleconference will be selected on a first-come, first-served basis. Individuals will be limited to 3 minutes. In implementing the National Bioengineered Food Disclosure Standard, otherwise known as the National GMO Labeling Rule, USDA must adhere to the law, follow the science, and ensure the standard does not put a perfectly safe product and very important tool for farmers in a negative light, the American Farm Bureau Federation said in recently submitted comments. The standard, which requires the disclosure of bioengineered food ingredients in certain food products, was signed into law last year and gave USDA 2 years to come up with a rule by July 2018. This isn't a health or safety or nutrition standard. It's purely a marketing standard. And so, keeping that in mind as any rule is being developed, that it is for marketing purposes and a good opportunity to provide more information to consumers, according to Andrew Walmsley, AFBF biotech specialist. On August 1st, there were 10.6 million head of cattle on feed, up 4% from the previous year. The rate of cattle placed onto feed is slowed noticeably, coming in only 3% up from 2016. August is the first month in 2017 without double-digit placements since February, as February's numbers dropped 1% without the extra calendar day of the 2016 leap year. In every other month in 2017, placements have been between 11% and 16% above a year ago. Iconic entertainer Reba McEntire will join AFBF President Zippy Duvall during the closing general session of the 2018 AFBF Annual Convention and Idea Ag Trade Show on Monday, January 8th, for a Q&A keynote touching on her rural roots, family, career, and of course, country music. Reba is no stranger to agriculture. She grew up in rural Oklahoma on her family's 8,000-acre ranch. Now this multimedia mogul and mom is a household name with a successful career that spans across music, television, film, theater, and retail. Registration for the AFBF Annual Convention opens October 2nd. The new documentary, Rancher, Farmer, Fisherman, tells the inspiring story of Heartland conservation heroes who are feeding the world while stewarding our nation's land and water. The film is a tribute to people like Justin Knopf, a fifth-generation Kansas farmer revolutionizing industrial-scale agriculture to rebuild the fertility, biodiversity, and resilience of his soil, and Dustin Crary, a fourth-generation Montana rancher who forged alliances between cattlemen, federal agencies, hunters, and environmental groups to protect the Rocky Mountain Front. Based on a book by best-selling author Miriam Horn of the Environmental Defense Fund, Rancher, Farmer, Fisherman was directed by Oscar nominee and Emmy winner Susan Frumke and Emmy winner John Hoffman and narrated by award-winning journalist Tom Brokaw. The film premiered at the 2017 Sundance Film Festival and will be broadcast on the Discovery Channel on Thursday, August 31st. Learn more at rancherfarmerfisherman.com. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.